Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed. Oh.
Everybody has questions that aren't being answered.
Dear 2020, fuck you.
I hate this one, man.
This one's rough. This world that we're living in is controlled by these soul-scalped lizard people, and we have to do something about it.
Well, let's learn about our enemies here, man. I think that's the best way to beat them.
We will, man. Yeah. What is that? Who said that? Know your enemy or
Know thine enemy?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know, but it's old English, so I feel fancy when I say it.
Well, there you go. And that fits right in with our guest on our next episode, right? No, man. I think that, something is to be said about this whole soul scalping idea. Soul scalping is basically kind of like a walk-in type of a spirit or a demonic presence taking over a shell, which is our body.
And you were saying appointment needed. Yeah.
And you were saying that this has something to do with whether you believe in a soul or not. And I feel like our audience is 50-50. I feel like the world's 50-50, right?
You're gonna hear about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, the concept of souls is very interesting, but when you think about this whole idea that, when you see Nancy Pelosi up there speaking and she's the Speaker of the House, and the House of Representatives is supposed to represent none other than us.
But you think she's so dumb, so evil, it must be something otherworldly.
Did you see when she went out to take the knee with the kente scarf on?
No, I didn't.
She went to go take the knee, and she couldn't fucking stand up. She had to have help standing
up. She's old, man.
I know, but don't fucking take a knee. That's just like, it was virtue signaling on another level. I'd never seen anything like it. Like I said, that's political blackface right there. Wow. I saw a great video on InfoWars of it was like the Lion King theme song, but it was Schumer and Pelosi. And they're like, our white saviors. It was funny. Like, it was fucked up, but it was hilarious, dude. But real quick before we get into this, kind of this isn't, a dark, dark topic, but at the same time, it's kind of fucking creepy if you're going to, like, subject yourself to thinking that it's possible that there's some, like, reptilian alien DNA that's swapped out with our political leaders. And we have people like Sherry Schreiner, and she was a huge influential part of this whole movement. David Icke has been rambling on about reptilians since I don't know when, but these guys really kind of kicked off this movement of the reptilian demon agenda that is intermingling in our worldly politics. But really quick, and I'm going to rattle these off real quick for you guys just because they help the show and they help you get healthy and look good, okay? During the apocalypse, you're going to want to be rocking your girl all the time. You got to procreate. You got to be breeding as much as possible, and that's going to leave you quite sore, okay? You're going to need some Jade CBD. Go to jadecbd.co, enter the promo code DANGER in all caps at checkout, and that will get you 10% off of the best CBD in the game. They're coming out with some new products here pretty soon that are going to be, just to give you a hint, helping your furry members of your family. Mm-hmm. You take with that what you will, okay? We're not really talking about it, but we are, okay? Dangerous World, Dangerous World mixed with Jade CBD. .co is where you need to be. That promo code, again, is DANGER at checkout for 10% off. Okay, guys? Next one, if you want to look as sexy as I do, okay? And Brandon looks decent, too. You know, he's working on it. He's getting that mustache long. Are you going to curl him up? Are you going to do handlebars?
Fuck you. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah?
Yes.
You should, dude.
No, I've done it before.
You shaved your beard, didn't you?
I shaved it all down a little bit ago. Yeah, it's much more manageable now. But this stuff was the kind of thing that when it was big, even when I was looking like Burt Campbell.
Yeah, you need it, dude.
Yeah, it just made it so much more manageable.
Beard looks good, man. I don't know if you guys checked it out on our Instagram. We're about to start getting into Patreon. We did a little preview for you guys of what we would be doing. Brandon looks good in it. He's wearing those Ray-Ban type sunglasses. He's got the little beard. He looks a lot more manly than he does with just stash. He's got a Freddie Mercury look going. And
once again, fuck you, Ryan.
It looks good. Hey, I'm serious. I put you as the cover, dude. I was like, oh, he looks good. No homo on that. But with that being said, DapperDudesAC.com. You can have facial hair like Brandon and I, okay? I guess it's Brandon and me in that circumstance. Facial hair like me.
I don't know. I'm not even going to guess on that, man.
Yeah, grammar's
even
tough.
The grammar Nazi can't even come up with something fascistic enough for you to fix that.
Well, there you go, man. So DapperDudesAC, that will get you amazing flavors like Casino, that nice smoky wintry scent that's going to make you feel nice and warm in the winter, okay? I'm saving that for winter. I got Ritz that I'm wearing in the summer. This shit makes you fucking feel good. You'll have girls or dudes, depending on what you're into, loving to smell your face.
I feel like you've booked a room at the Mar-a-Lago.
Absolutely. And yeah, you kick Jeffrey Epstein out of your house and then you put him in jail. Trump 2020. But no, guys, yes, DapperDudesAC.com. Enter that promo code podcast. That'll get you 15% off of my favorite beard oils out there. So, you know, we don't fuck with anything subpar, only the best here for our very, very valued listeners. And we thank you all for each and every listen. At the end of the show, we'll talk about our social medias that we always appreciate you following. But without further ado, let's get into this soul scalping, man. You don't believe in souls.
Yeah, I mean, a whole bunch of this is, you know, just based on whether you believe in a soul or not. And because that's the conduit through which the extraterrestrials are meant to, and you'll explain this, but this is how, this is the nail that they hit the hammer with, right, to drive right into us.
I've got a hammer in my pants, so I'm not fucking.
That's good. That's good. So, I mean, I'm sitting here not thinking that there's such thing as a soul. Never seen any proof of one. What do you have any, like, this is getting deep, I know, but do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, we're going deep right here in the beginning. No, I don't know. I don't know if there's a soul or not. I tend to believe that there is. I think that we are separated from the animals in a very significant way.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and say that we're made in God's image. I don't know if we are or we're not. I made it pretty clear I'm agnostic. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I just try to be a good person, and I try to be I try to leave the world a little better than it is when I got here. And it's very hard when you're you're almost 8 billion people. It's very hard to do. But with this podcast, we try to spread the truth. And I think that's like my part, right?
Doing our good in the world.
So yeah, as to answer your question directly, I don't know if there's a soul or not. I tend to believe there is, especially when I see such dark forces at work. In the American politics and in the world politics, they're really pushing for that New World Order. You know, there's videos of Lori Lightfoot out there talking about the New World Order, that fucking alien hybrid-looking mayor of Chicago. That, I mean, that to me right there seems to be proof of some dark shit going on. I don't know how that creature got into power. It's interesting. She's a very interesting-looking thing. I don't know. I don't know, man. But
it's a great leader, man.
Yeah, I guess. It's a weird leader. But, I mean, dude, this is some of the craziest shit I've ever fucking heard. But, like I said, I tend to believe it, man. This whole idea of soul scalping, the black left eye is part of a cult, or basically like an Illuminati high-level initiation ritual during which the pledger would basically be forced to eat pain when they're getting this black eye. That's one way of looking at this. And this has become more powerful. Right when I heard this, dude, I thought about our Marina Abramovich episode when she wrote on the wall, cut your deep into your left ring finger and drink the pain. Mm-hmm. It's all about getting hurt or hurting yourselves intentionally, but not showing it. And that's a very ritualistic thing, whether it's like the samurais, the Egyptians, the gladiators. I mean, all these people were not supposed to show pain.
Also, people who listened to Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy around the turn of the 21st century, too.
Dude, I love them, man. Both of them, and then Modest Mouse, too.
But a lot of cutters in that crowd, too.
I think if we're talking about cutters, we're talking more about, like, Joy Davidson and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. Just
you just feel like you just get...
I just get that vibe. You know what I mean?
She cuts.
Or Alanis Morissette or whatever, dude. Like, just like,
I would believe that. Yeah, I wouldn't want to look up her skirt.
Weird. Yeah, there's something in there. There's probably one of these fucking walk-in soul scalpers in here, man. But No, man. So this ritual is basically a ritual of a bruised eye, and it's also thought to be paying tribute to Horus, who, for those of you that don't know, he was the Egyptian sun god who has a black left eye representing the moon, or Isis, right? And then the white red eye representing the sun. And this is also kind of demonstrating this duality of man, which you see on the checkerboard floors in every single Masonic lodge. Notice checkerboard floors in movies. You'll see one on almost every movie, every TV show.
Kubrick is big on it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, everyone is. It's in American Dad, from kiddie cartoons, I mean, Sesame Street, to porns. I mean, you'll see this in every type of art. And, you know, I always thought the checkerboard floors were cool. You know, I grew up kind of racing motorcycles, and I thought that, like, oh, it's cool to get a checkerboard floor. And I heard something really interesting the other day, that on a chessboard there's 64 squares, right? It's 8x8. And that's the same template in the Masonic Lodge. And so anytime you're entering a Masonic Lodge, you are a pawn getting in there. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
It's interesting, dude. I thought that was kind of a...
Some cerebral imagery going on
there. I thought that was kind of a cool connection, man. But yeah, the Masons, we've mentioned them so many times. They've been in power forever. You know what I mean? Since George Washington. I mean, he's our first president. We mentioned, you know, later that he really wasn't our first president. We've had almost 10 presidents, I think 9 presidents before.
Well, we'll talk about... We just recorded our record... episode for later this week or next week, and I asked our guest about this a little bit, but do you think, like, the Masonic Lodge is just a place where these famous people go? Like, this is the buildings where they have those smoky rooms and they're twiddling their mustaches, like we've talked about before?
No.
Or do you think that there's an actual, like, function to the Masonic Lodge itself?
No, I think 99.99% of Freemasons are actually in it for reasons that they don't even know. I think that they just think it's a cool social club. The Masons do a lot of good things for the community. You know what I mean? Yeah. They donate to schools. They do all kinds of... Just like Bill Gates. I mean, Bill Gates does some good things for the community, but it's all a facade. And it's these people at the top. Bill Gates is undeniably at the top, right? So I think when he's doing stuff through his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation... It's to put on this happy face for the community and for the world, right? He's the main donor of the World Health Organization, which we're going to do an episode on the World Health Organization and the Red Cross, but the guy wants to talk about this maybe next week. And, I mean, dude, their fucking leader is a military tyrant. You know what I mean? He's a piece of shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's undeniable. And this is why I am a big fan of Trump pulling out of the World Health Organization, but... yeah, Bill Gates does this fucked up shit. He's the biggest donor. Him and China are the biggest donor. Just when you think you can't hate China enough, they're foregoing their coronavirus concerns to have their annual dog fair where they eat dog meat. This is no joke. I love dogs. I know you are a big fan of dogs. How can you fucking respect this culture in any way when they start this gross fucking virus, which I think is fake, but then these fucking weird motherfuckers... won't fucking pass up on their dog eating fare just because they need to cure dogs. They need to cure dogs. I mean, like, come on, dude.
You're being a racy racist here.
Dude, I don't fucking even care, man.
No, like, no, I'm just thinking, like...
I'm not racist against China. I hate the fucking country, though.
Huh. I would just say that, like, definitely the animals that we pick to live with us are, like, super subjective, right? Like...
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that you should just eat them. You know what I mean? Like, well, they breed them with the intention of eating them. Like, why not just fucking make cow? I mean, dude, cows are worshipped in India. It's a cultural thing. I get it. But if they're telling the whole world they're fucking Winnie the Pooh leader, you know that it's illegal to compare him to Winnie the Pooh in China now? He hates it so much that he can't even lean into it and, like, joke like Trump does. He's got to be like, oh, don't call me Winnie the Pooh, please.
Yeah.
No. Like, it's like, dude, fuck you. I'm going to call you Winnie the fucking Pooh all the time, dude. He's a piece of shit. Xi Jinping or whatever the fuck you pronounce him. I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. But we're going to get way off topic if we keep talking about fucking China, because I get real passionate about it, man. I want to talk about Sherry Schreiner real quick, and I'm going to really kind of highlight her at the end of the episode here, just kind of to break this down, that she is one of the ones that kind of spearheaded this idea of soul scalping and walk-ins, and the concept of the walk-ins and the walkouts and the elites. being possessed by alien demons. And, you know, she was an author slash radio talk show host that had a very interesting way of explaining the bruised eyes of many elites. And this is really what our episode's about. It's not about just this initiation process of beating the shit out of someone that's going to come to power just to see if they're man enough or you know, for you progressive SJW. So just worry, SJW. Mm-hmm. All you guys out there, this is, you know, women, men coming to power. They all fucking catch a black eye or two in their way. Even the Pope.
The Illuminati is very equal opportunity.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I think that it's all smoke and mirrors there, but we'll see. We'll see by the end of this episode here. Okay. So she seems to be the one that really kind of, you know, like I said, just took this whole thing to the next level. David Icke is, of course, synonymous with the whole reptilian idea, but she believes she discovered the hidden alien agenda in a Bible codes program that she had purchased to decode the original Hebrew text of the Bible. And she had a very suppressive religious childhood and claimed herself to be Lucifer's arch enemy. Similar to characters like Anton LaVey, who was kind of suppressed with religion, kind of rammed down his throat. That's why you're not a big fan of religions, because you felt like your family was kind of culty, right?
It didn't help. Definitely not the reason why, but yeah, that certainly doesn't help. Okay. And then feeds my vigor to be an anti-theist, but yeah.
The vigor.
Yeah.
That sounds like a supplement that you can take to go to church.
Like a flavor of Gatorade or something?
But no, man, I mean, you know, she began to believe that Jesus was actually the son of the devil, and it was actually translated as Sinada. And he was, I mean, this basically the name was, you know, mistranslated in the King James version of the Bible. And Yahushua was the real person crucified on the cross and the true Son of God. So Satan disguised himself as Jesus, and by spreading Christianity, people are actually unknowingly spreading Satanism.
Yeah, because Yeshua is the way you would say Jesus' name, but she says it's just a little bit off, right?
Yeah, Yeshua. Yeah, and I never heard that, so that's interesting that you've heard that term. But yeah, I don't know if you know, that has any merit with biblical scholars, you know, like deep divers in the Bible. I've never lied that I don't really study the Bible much. I just kind of take these stories, and I think that they're good guidelines of how to be a good person. And it's very interesting stories too, right?
Well, even hardcore theologians will admit that interpretation was a big problem with the accuracy of these writings. There's a common, like, you know, discourse. There's some common discourse about the word, I think, Alma, which is young woman, or can also mean virgin. And that, whether Jesus was born of a virgin or not, really changes the dynamic of whether he's the Messiah or not, right?
So Alma's a sexy name.
Alma?
I like that. Yeah.
I think I've known an Alma.
I've known one for sure.
It sounds a little bit like an aunt name to me.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah.
Might change my name.
Okay.
But no, dude, speaking of like the whole words meaning different shit, with that whole Black Lives Matter thing, I heard a really, really interesting guy, Bishop Larry Gators. And he's a black dude. He's very, very fucking knowledgeable with all of these like hidden meanings and words. And he was saying that Black Lives Matter is a fucked up term, because matter means just like mass. Like, this is matter. This is matter. This is matter. You know what I mean?
Right.
So by saying Black Lives Matter, it should be like black, significant black lives or important black lives. But by saying Black Lives Matter, you're saying black lives aren't anything. They're just matter. Huh. That's what he's saying. And it was kind of interesting.
Sounds very knowledgeable.
It was interesting, dude. You would actually like it. He says some really cool stuff.
I'll check him out.
Yeah. Bishop Larry Gators. Gators is not spelled like the alligator, though. So let me know when you're ready to know about the truth. Right. But, you know, when she kind of started blowing up, she began buying all kinds of domain names, got on YouTube, had a radio show, all talking about her idea of this hidden reptilian agenda.
And she's got 3 books out, and I think the main one was talked about in this first one, Interview with the Devil. She's also got Bible Codes Revealed and Aliens on the Internet.
Ooh, Aliens on the Internet, huh?
Some good stuff.
Hell yeah. No, I mean, I hate to give someone like this like props, you know what I mean? A couple people killed themselves over her teachings. I never liked that. But With that being said, I respect the hustle. I respect the hustle, man. I would hate to have someone kill themselves over what we're talking about, but it's kind of the risk you take when you start putting your ideas and your voices out there, right? We're not trying to subject anyone to our religions or anything like that, or lack thereof in Brandon's case. We're just talking about our opinions, you know what I mean? But if you're going to get into this and start making money and you start getting powerful, I mean, look at Alex Jones, dude. People were freaking out over him just questioning Sandy Hook. People were threatening his life, threatening his staff's life. I mean, that's the risk you take when you're on the edge of what's right and what's wrong. And like I said, I respect the hustle, even though I don't like to admit it.
As long as he apologized, which he did, that's good.
He did on the Joe Rogan Experience.
I think he did on Megyn Kelly's show too. You know,
did he?
That was a big one, yeah, when it came out.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Joe Rogan's a bigger show than Megyn Kelly. You know what I mean?
I think, yeah, definitely.
100%.
Just by pure ears, for sure.
Absolutely. But according to her, bruising of the eyes, and especially slanted eyes, like Taylor Swift, who, by the way, looks exactly like Zena LaVey, dude. Pull that up on your computer right now. Zena LaVey, who is Anton LaVey's daughter.
With a Z or an X?
Z. Z-E-E-N-A. LaVey. Taylor Swift, Zena LaVey, dude, exactly the fucking same. And for those of you that may not know, Zena LaVey, who is Anton LaVey's daughter, Anton LaVey started the Church of Satan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Same fucking person, right? Right?
Zena has a bit more of a Neanderthal brow, I will say.
Well, they say she's a clone of Zena LaVey. And I mean, dude, Taylor Swift fucking kills the game in music, dude. Like, I can't stand her fucking music, but right. They look the same. Same person, okay?
Oh boy, you're gonna get some hate from the.
Don't at me.
I don't even know what her Swifters is. That what her fans would be called?
Tay-Tays? I don't know, dude. T Swifts? I don't know, dude. I don't care, man. I could probably literally fight all of them. I'm not worried.
I care about this bitch is if she's in cahoots with the devil.
Yeah, no, I'd be more scared of. Yeah, well, that's true, dude. I'd be more scared of her one on one than all of her fans. Literally, all of her fans, I could probably fuck up.
Right.
But her one on one, she could probably like. Succubus me or something.
Yeah, he's like a force push.
Yeah, she's kind of hot though. I wish she gained a little weight, but she's cute.
Yeah, I would. Dude, the devil is supposed to be really attractive, you know. Otherwise, no one would want to.
Yeah,
no one would want to go to it. So,
along with those, you know, slanted eyes that Taylor Swift has, these, you know, people that have been fainting. We see Hillary Clinton fainting, Biden fucking not being able to string two words together and just babbling. Those are supposedly dead giveaways, right? I'll talk more about Shriner and her teachings kind of later on towards the end of the episode here. But the whole idea of soul scalping is that aliens have perfected the art of stealing one's soul and using its energy for a greater purpose while possessing the shell of the body to promote an agenda. And this is the demonic reptilian alien agenda that we see David Icke getting canceled for. Just mentioning this stuff, you know what I mean? And, you know, it drives up a lot of laughs, understandably, thinking that people could shift into reptiles. But I don't give a fuck.
He's a great interview, man. He just did a sequel for the same, I think it was the London Real podcast. Dude, he's a great interview, man. I obviously don't agree with a single thing he says, but just a great, great speaker. He's kind of like, it has a little bit of an Americana twang to him, so he really brings it down to the best level. But yeah, I mean, that's the craziest stuff that he's into, right? I mean, you can make an argument that even if that's not the thing that was right, the Illuminati or whoever is trying to shut him down for however many number of reasons he has against them.
He's got a lot of great points. I mean, you know, arguably the reptilian thing isn't one. I believe that it's possible. You know what I mean? I think that we're so held down by physics, dude. You know what I mean? I don't think anyone really understands physics. You know what I mean? And there's these rules that kind of keep us in this box. And that's that whole cube of Saturn thing. And I think that when you open your mind, that's the last thing that the deep state wants. I think that if we open our minds and we believe that anything's possible, I think it becomes possible. Mm-hmm. And that's dangerous to these people that try to keep us in this box. But, you know, over time, especially in 2019, you see elites and celebrities having a black left eye, specifically mostly black left eyes. Now, if it was a right eye, sometimes they'll throw that in there. I think Ryan Gosling had a black right eye at one point. But again, we're talking about the Pope, Tom Hanks, fucking high level celebrities that are now being accused of pedophilia. I mean, the Vatican is obviously, this is no new thing. They're synonymous with pedophilia, unfortunately, because they're led by Jesuits. Again, this is to get you, the Catholics and the Christians, away from religion, because they're ruled by these evil satanic puppets that do these corrupt, fucked up things to be like, holy shit, our fucking foremost religious authority is raping kids. How the fuck are we going to follow that? There must not be a God. I'm not going to follow God. Right.
Wait, this is the first time we've mentioned Jesuits. Well, one of the first times. Can I just ask, what's the main reason? Well, that is actually a good... You actually gave a great explanation of why we should be afraid of them. Never mind.
Of the Jesuits?
Yeah.
I mean, like I was saying, I think that the same people that wrote the Bible killed JFK and are also plotting on our downfall here in the year 2020. I think that maybe it's literally the same people, maybe, but I think it's at the very least relatives, you know, descendants of these people that wrote the Bible, that wrote the Quran. And for that matter, I think the same people that wrote the Quran and the Torah and the Book of Mormon and all these people, I think they're all Jesuits. They're all Black Cube of Saturn worshipers. And it's scary, man. It's scary when you think that this new world order that's being so pushed is just... It's very, very possible, dude. You know what I mean? If this is the case, these people would be, or these aliens, these entities, they would be walking into souls through a process called just that. It's called walking in. Walk-in souls are souls that jump directly into an established body rather than being, you know, newborn. So the whole idea is when you die, your soul goes up to a different realm, and you choose when you want to come back, right? Usually, if you're going to do it the proper way, you would be coming in through a newborn body. But these walk-ins just jump into an established body. And this happens under a contractual agreement with the walk-in hopping into the body. And the previous soul re-enters the spiritual realm. And this transaction can occur immediately or take place over a few years. I am slurring because I am drinking and having a little fun here with this. You know what I mean?
And reading, too.
And also reading, yes. But no, the latter of these two things, when you see glitches and like huge personality fluctuations, it can also be to help with the walk-in's introduction, like a cram session is what they call it. When this soul is kind of like getting in there and then the body's wigging out, it's just new to life. It's new to this realm and it doesn't remember that it jumped into the soul. You know what I mean? Were you gonna say something?
I was gonna say it sounds a lot like a new hire at McDonald's or Pizza Hut or something.
Well, yeah, I mean it is, dude. Like, it's a new job. And I mean, like, I you know, I've mentioned that I've had a pretty significant head trauma incident before. I don't know if you've ever been really hit hard on the head or had like a near life altering or life ending experience. I definitely have, and this is the kind of shit where they say that this is like a wide open door for a walk-in type of a situation. You know what I mean?
Right. Like that's some trauma, and this is common through a lot of I think Eastern like haunting stories too, that when you have this big trauma, it opens up. You open up to whatever spiritual, metaphysical stuff that's out there. Not all of it bad, by the way. Some of it good and inspirational.
100%, dude.
But the stuff that makes the news is as you're saying, a result of the bad guys.
Definitely, man. I mean, like when I got in my accident, I was kind of in a shitty place in my head, and I wasn't too happy with life. Wasn't suicidal whatsoever. I was just kind of like, oh man, like, you know, I'm kind of a piece of shit. I'm not too happy with things. And then I hit my head really fucking good, and it kind of rewired me.
Literally, you know, knocked sense into you.
It did, man. It did. And you know, I wake up every day and I'm really thankful for life. And I don't know if it's because my soul switched over to something and something else jumped in. I don't know. I mean, I can't fucking disprove it. You know what I mean? They kind of explain how you would recognize your family. It's because you keep a part of your consciousness, but a different soul jumps in. You know what I mean? So,
like the training materials were left up on the walls even when the new guy comes in.
Yeah. Exactly. You got the manual. It's like buying a used car that's like sold with the manual or something like that, right?
Has a long Carfax history and everything.
Well, dude, like another thing too, William Cooper, author of Behold the Pale Horse. This is a very interesting book. He was a military insider and spoke of these contracts before he was quote unquote executed by the deep state. He said humans were granted access to alien technology in exchange for giving select humans and cattle over for alien study. Now, Cooper even talks about how he was basically tormented mentally and spiritually, a little bit physically too, during his entire military career.
I mean, you mentioned he's like being killed off here. The story is he wasn't a good guy. He probably was like hearing voices, probably a little bit paranoid, maybe a schizophrenic, right? So this is in Eager, Arizona, actually. He was at his home. And this is from Wikipedia. There were some charges that he had against him on some aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and endangering. I guess he got in a fight with some local residents and then had some exchange of gunfire with the local police, and he got shot in the head. So obviously, the conspiracy theory world says you can get into a police chief's office no problem and start some shit out of nowhere. But that's the official story.
Hey man. Especially with the shit going on with the police, I think a lot of people would understand. I'm actually a fan of police. I got a Blue Lives Matter sticker on my back window. That's mostly not to get pulled over when I'm driving.
Right.
But, you know, I do think, you know, 95% of cops are just good people trying to make a difference in their community. So, is a tough thing to argue. But I will say that it's not too hard to pay off police to do some corrupt shit or just treat them like shit. And then they're kind of like tempted to do corrupt shit later on, right?
Yeah, I think state, like people who oppose the state in general, even they will grant you that there are a whole bunch of them doing great community service. So let's not set up a straw man there.
Oh, no, I'm not. But one thing too, though, another thing I should say is that another popular theory is that one specific alien race called the, I'm going to butcher the fuck out of this, Gauld.
Maybe it's French.
I mean, it's capital G-O-A apostrophe U-L-D apostrophe.
As soon as apostrophes come
throw
in.
Throw that at me there, Mr. Grammar. No, dude, we'll go Gauld. Okay, so Gauld, who are a parasitic species of alien astronauts which basically they'll integrate with their host, right? So exactly what we're talking about here, these fucking lizard people.
It's like Venom, dude.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. These people will just jump in and, or these entities, I should say, will just jump into people and wreck their shit and wreck our shit in turn. I don't think I'm a lizard person. Maybe I'm possessed by an alien. I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't think. Do you think that they know? If they got something in them, do you think that they see themselves as outsiders or something special?
There's something to be said. Like, if you're in the need to know, like you would know that. But if these guys are moving us all around like pawns, like just the switch to make us not know, I think that gives them an advantage, and they would want as many as possible. So inexorably, anyone can claim ignorance here because they honestly might not know what's going on. Like whatever venom alien thing that got in them either popped out or just is hiding in the back, you know, the back closet of the mind.
Yeah.
Whenever they're being interrogated, this be anybody, right? You can ask anybody in time, are you a secret lizard person? They're going to say no. And then you can explain, well, that's okay. That's exactly what a lizard person would say. You know?
Well, unless it's Donald Rumsfeld when Louis asked him and he was just like, you don't know who you're talking to here. Like, that's fucking weird. You know, I would lean into
bit.
It.
I love that bit.
I would say, oh, yeah, of course I am. You know, how do you think I rose to power? But I do think like how interesting it would be to see someone like Nancy Pelosi when no cameras are on her and she's not in anyone else's like eye.
Naked.
No.
Bathing.
No. She can't stand up or sit down. Going down and biting. That. I bet you she takes off her clothes and it turns into Jabba the Hutt real quick, dude.
Scissoring with Loretta Lynch.
Ugh. I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I would be very, very interested to see, even Donald Trump for that matter, or, I mean, Schumer. What the fuck do you think he does, dude? That dude looks like Satan himself.
He's got one of those like...
Newsom looks like he kills... He's got a head in his fucking freezer. I mean, dude, these people, I don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean? And no one does.
Have you seen, what's the guy, Trudeau's beard recently?
Oh, you mean Fidel Castro's son?
Dude, now that you mention it, the beard looks super Castro-y.
Dude, have you seen them like next to each other? Like, no. Dude, same nose, same everything, dude. And that's the theory, is that his dad, who was also a prime minister of Canada, wasn't really his dad, and it was Fidel Castro. I mean, dude, Marilyn Monroe was going around banging everybody, dude. She was fucking both Kennedys. She was fucking Fidel.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I don't know what year Cuck Trudeau was born, but it might have been right around.
She might have gone down south to go get some gorditas.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good-looking dude. Marilyn Monroe was chalupa. Marilyn Monroe was like the original dime. You know what I mean? I think you can never trust a pretty liberal. I don't think that you can. I just don't think that you can trust any.
Is that why you never come over for holidays?
Well, you're not pretty. Let's get that right out the. Let's get that right out the way. I trust you, buddy. I can trust you all day. But no, with that being said, man, I mean, these things have the ability to access human body devoid of souls. So, you know, basically, they can do what the fuck they want, man. They can walk in, they can walk out. And that's what I'm thinking is, like, you know how Beyonce has her Sasha Fierce thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe when she's living her normal life, she's Beyonce. But then when she has to perform, or like in this case, and I love using Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer because I think that they are fucking a little different. Cuomo, too. I mean, those guys. And I hate just picking on liberals or Democrats, I should say.
I bet you do.
No, I do, man, because I do want to. I think that liberalism isn't the worst thing.
You think Graham is like not.
Lindsey Graham? Yeah. He's a rhino for sure. And, you know, he got caught ordering prostitutes, male prostitutes.
Dude, I heard a story the other day that he has like this is so gross, like mole, like a cluster of moles on his taint.
Dude, I don't doubt it, man.
He's a queen.
He's a fucking queen.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Dude is such a fucking bitch. And like he claims the Republican Party, but this dude is such a piece of shit. Like he's supposedly serving the military, he says. Supposedly, I thought, but he's like not sticking up for military people whatsoever. He voted against, like, if you're in the military and you need your right leg amputated and they accidentally cut the left leg off, you can't sue. Uh-huh. But if you're a prisoner and you need the same thing, you can sue. Yeah. Lindsey Graham fucking actually said that this should keep going like this until he got so much pressure from a huge podcast called the Drinking Bros Podcast that has millions and millions of I think they got up to second in the world at one point in time as far as views. And you know, they have inside people in Congress and stuff, or they're friends with people in Congress, had presidential candidates on their shows and shit. And you know, they pressured so much and they were like, hey, call this motherfucker's line nonstop until he changes this. And he changed it, but now he's doing some other fucked up shit, and this just screams fucking soul fucking scalping to me, dude.
Do you think that's what happened to John Bolton too, by the way? Do you think they got to him?
John Bolton's a well-known piece of shit. I mean, it doesn't matter who says it. The dude's a warmonger, a hardcore warmonger. And if you're going to deny that, you just haven't paid attention.
No, definitely a neocon for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he has been involved in multiple presidencies, right? And he's a piece of shit. I mean, with that fucking walrus mustache that he has, fuck that dude, man. And he just got butthurt that Trump fucking fired. I mean, if you look at him every picture, he's looking like he's just conniving the whole fucking time. He's just a shifty piece of shit. Like, fuck that dude. And, you know, I'm not saying that Trump walks on water, but that dude is a piece of shit.
Oy.
You know what I mean? So fuck you, John Bolton. I know your bitch ass isn't listening because you're too busy trying to fucking rat on people, but fuck you. You're a piece of shit.
Trump should check his hiring practices, I think.
Well, no, these people like Fauci, he didn't fucking hire Fauci intentionally. Dude, Fauci is just like a shoo-in for this shit. No, he took
Bolton, though, right?
Yeah, same process, I think.
No, he nominates them.
Yeah, he nominated Fauci, too. You know what I mean? But Fauci is just like basically guaranteed. Dude, Fauci's been around since, like, I want to say LBJ. I might be wrong on that. I know Reagan he was around for.
Yeah.
If not. Dude, I don't know how long he's been around,
right.
But I do know he's been around for a fucking way too long. I don't think that anyone with, you know, that can profit off of this kind of shit, I don't think anyone should be around like that. You know what I mean? Especially if you're going to push the same drug that was, you know, deemed too risky, remdesivir. It was deemed to be too risky to treat AIDS, too damaging to your health. Oh, no. Well, it didn't fix AIDS, but it will fix this China virus now, this Winnie the flu. Uh-huh. It will take care of this. Not that I'm going to make money. I don't care about the money I'd be making. It will actually help you guys, even though I lied about my mask policy, right? And me and Bill Gates peg each other every night while our wives watch. Okay. That was actually Fauci, a direct quote. No, I'm just kidding. Allegedly.
I heard it on Dateline.
But no, I mean, you don't have to believe in aliens or readings of the Bible or any of this shit for this to be possible. But, you know, your puppet masters could be performing these rituals themselves, but it seems very clear that something dark is going on before our eyes, and no one calls it out without being suicided. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until right now, dude. We're fucking doing it. We're going to be fine. And you know what I'm saying? We're fucking calling this shit out because it's stupid. It's ridiculous that we just all stand around, man. You know, we're just sitting here. We're waiting for something good to come around. And it's not going to come around, dude.
Well, if any of the rumblings on social media or the interview that we just completed that's going to be released here in the next few days is any indication, we got some people ready to stand up, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know, dude. I just think, like, it's very possible that a higher earthly power takes human souls and puts them in a sort of box where the soul can never leave. But the shell, which is the, you know, person's body, obviously, can basically host this alien conscious and, you know, do the bidding of the fucking shadow government, the New World Order people. And this is what we call the deep state here on the podcast, right? I did kind of want to get back on Shriner before we close out.
Let's do it.
Kelly Pengilly. Have you heard of her?
No.
Did you hear about her?
No.
So she was a loyal supporter of Shriner's channel and came across her in 2010. They basically began communicating, and she did research for Shriner and discussed religion for hours on end with her. That's never a good thing, right? yeah, just like getting fucking high and just talking about religion. Like, so what do you think this is?
Oh, that's going to be the worst when actually two people do want to talk about Jesus when they're high.
Dude, I don't know, man. I feel like that. I just feel like it's a recipe for disaster, especially when someone has an agenda to push, uh-huh. Right? Especially if it's something like this, soul scalping, aliens hopping into consciousness. I mean, it can be scary. It can obviously lead to what happened with these folks here. And, you know, this lady started her own blog, withdrew from her friends and family, spoke out about alien experiences, and really began to sound crazy, giving definitions that contradicted previous posts that she did, which seemed thoughtful at one time, before she left one night basically telling her brother she was going to see her kids. Seems like a nice thing, right?
Right.
The problem was she didn't have any fucking kids.
Oh, that throws a wrench in your story, ma'am.
Yeah. Hey, bud, I'm going to go see my kids. Love you. He's like, okay, cool. Wait, hold on.
You're barren.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a man. Like, I guess man can have kids. That was stupid. But no, basically, she explained to her brother, oh, I'm turning Chinese.
I know, man.
It's happening.
It's coming after. Remember, it was the people with the slanty eyes that they go for first.
I'm just going to fucking lean into it. She explained to her brother that these were kids that she had in past existences, and she drove off, arrived at her destination, swallowed 30 sleeping pills, and laid down, and she said the kingdom coming ahead is putrid and disgusting to the very depths of all abominations that could exist. That was in her suicide note. She was found wearing a necklace with an argon pendant, which was purchased from Sherry Shriner's website. Sherry Shriner sold like these spiritual crystals and like things that you could fight against, like radiation.
She would have been burned 500 years ago. Let's just say that.
Yeah, she's very witchy. But yeah, so this lady purchased things from Sherry Shriner, talked about Sherry Shriner. Again, Sherry Shriner introduced this idea of soul scalping to the world. Really, maybe not introduced it, but brought it to the alternative media forefront. But then we jump ahead here to 2017. Stephen Menyo, 32, and Barbara Rogers, 42. This was a nice little couple, okay? He's a little silver fox chaser, if you will. You know what I'm saying? He likes those hot old girls.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Older girls, I'll say.
Cougar chaser, yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's fine. Everyone likes a bag of cougar every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But Sherry believed Rogers was a vampire witch reptilian super soldier. Okay? Due to her due to her craving.
What do you think her Match.com profile looked like?
Listen to this. Listen to this. Probably her eating steak tartare, because that was the reason that he thought she was this fucking vampire witch reptilian super soldier. She loves steak tartare. Like, a lot, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, I've never had tartare. I've eaten rare steak.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
It's just cut up and spiced raw meat, right?
Yeah, I guess my grandpa used to say, cut off its horns, wipe its ass, and throw it on the table.
Fuck yeah,
you
man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. That's some fucking American shit right there, man, brother. But no, dude, you know, after Manio heard that he tried to go against Sherry, that, you know, he just went against her after he heard, like, okay, yeah, maybe she is this fucking weird shit, because Shriner was getting in his head. And he was like, no, Sherry, fuck you, man. Like, I'm going to keep fucking this old pussy is good.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to stick to it. But July 15, 2017, they both were out for a drink. And around 2 p.m., they came home. And nothing ever happens, you know, on the negative side when you're, you know, drinking to the late hours of the morning. And then you go home and you practice shooting a little bit in the backyard. Nothing bad happens, yeah. Right? Ever.
It sounds like a Friday night at Hunter S. Thompson's house, so nothing dangerous.
But no, man, I mean, you know, these two go home fucking probably shit-faced, and they're just fucking shooting in the backyard. Manio turned to Barbara with tears in his eyes, and he was upset he had no connection with Sherry. You know, Sherry Shriner, this fucking weird cult leader type figure. And had no connection with himself because of this. So he wasn't connected with this leader of his. So he just fucking didn't have anywhere. He didn't have a home. He didn't have nothing. He basically handed Barbara this .45, favorite caliber pistol, by the way. Uh-huh. Handed Barbara a .45 and asked her to kill him. Put the gun on his forehead and made her pull the trigger, in her own words, right? She called the police herself. They arrested her, and there was no struggle. She just went real peacefully, so it's not like these dudes getting arrested. No offense to the Black Lives Matter. It seems like there's a lot of arrests where there's a lot of resisting.
Okay? He says with a smile.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, okay, when you really get into it. There's a lot of pulling tasers out of cops' pockets, shooting them with them, running away, getting shot in the back. Yeah, it's a... Maybe you shouldn't do that.
Not saying nothing.
It's probably just not a good idea to resist arrest. But anyway, I digress, okay? The trial took months, which is kind of interesting. This seems like a cut and dry case, kind of. But the whole time, Barbara claimed her innocence, and she said she had no control over the incident. She was tried for murder in the third degree on January 8th, 2018, shortly after this, right? Actually, it was 6 months about. Sherry Shriner passed away due to natural causes, supposedly. But many of her loyal followers think that she's still alive but was forced underground for exposing too much truth, dude. It's going to happen to us soon.
Yeah, she's in one of those dumbs right now that we talked about before? The deep underground military bases?
She could be. I mean, I don't know.
She's got to be working together with that trilateral commission, that underground trilateral commission, right?
That's a tongue twister right now. Yeah, no, trilateral commission, the foreign exchange, you know, or the, what is it, Council on Foreign Relations. These are the people that you got to watch out for, dude. And then, yeah, when you start exposing ideas like this that could be controversial, I mean, do I think she died? Yes. I'm going to be real with you here. I love playing into conspiracies, but...
Well, I mean, if her soul just could move from place to place anyways, then maybe she, you know, the argument can say, like, she's being held somewhere, like a genie or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, have you seen that Black Mirror episode where they hold the souls in, like, little pieces of jewelry, and it's just, like, the face of the person screaming, and they're in constant pain and shit like that?
No, I haven't seen that one. Yeah. I saw where they put everybody in, like, an Alexa.
Yeah, we talked about that in one, but yeah, no, there's a different... I think it might be... No, it's a different one. And yeah, they just talk, put these people's consciousness in, you know, an object, a teddy bear, a piece of jewelry, and, you know, it just depends on what you want these people to do. But again, this is just a TV show. They are pretty accurate on some things, but with that being said, guys, it's up to you to believe whether or not that our leaders of the free world and the third world alike are controlled by demonic reptilian aliens. I think some of them could be. I think some are assholes, just shitty people. I don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's interesting. It's an interesting idea. When we just see our leadership just crumbling and we have people that have been in government for 40 or 50 years blaming it on newcomers, that this is the reason that the country's falling apart. Blah, blah, blah. I can't string two sentences together. I have mashed potato brains, but I'm running for president. That's Biden. But no, man, I think that, you know, we're heading to an interesting place. We'll see what happens in December. You know what I mean? I know November is going to be an interesting time. I think no matter what, I think that we're in for some very interesting things here on July 4th. We mentioned some interesting cop-related type of strikes. It's actually illegal for them to strike, but they found themselves a loophole, much like anyone else that really is focused on something. They are calling it the blue flu, and they want to, you know, take a day off on the Day of Independence.
And we talked about this on our IG stream, which we're thinking about getting more active on, right? Instagram.
We are, man. We wanted to do a Patreon because we've been getting a lot of support from you guys. And guys, tell a friend about every episode. You know what I mean? We have so much fun doing this. And if we get more support, I mean, I'm not against doing this shit every day, releasing an episode every day. We have the technology through Zoom. We have the technology through Skype, you know, Instagram Live, Patreon. Tell a friend, you know, if we get more support, all you're going to get is more episodes. You know what I mean? So, you know, we thank you for the support that we do have. What's your social media?
Yeah, so Facebook, you guys just look up my name, and then at Dangerous Gent on Instagram. Dangerous Gentleman is what it's called.
There's no periods in there?
Nope.
Okay, so Dangerous Gent. That's you right there. My personal social media is kind of complicated. I'm not even going to throw it out there. You can find me pretty easily, though, through the Dangerous World podcast. I will always tell you, though, the Instagram is heating up. We've only been at this for 3 months, guys. 3 months, almost four now. And we are almost at 1,000 followers, thanks to you all. So we're going to get there by the end of the month. Going to start a Patreon soon. What else? You were raising your hand.
Oh, yeah, just guys, if you want to email us, it's dangerousworldpodcast@gmail.com, too. So
definitely, yeah. And like, you could be a guest. If you have Zoom or Skype, we have the ability to make it sound like you're in the room with us, okay? So, again, I can't thank you all enough. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, you know, come and leave us a 5-star review, and please leave a comment. We have time for me to read a couple comments, right? We got a couple new ones.
Let's do it.
Cool. Well, so, yeah, check this shit out, guys. Anytime you're going to leave us a 5-star review, I will read them, okay? So, most recent one here. If podcasts were women, this one would ... I think it cut off. This is from Bill Wilkins Ghost. Awesome podcast. Great topics, great dynamics between the hosts, and well worth a listen and subscribe. And then our homie fucking Brian Sales over at the See Through It podcast left us a good one. In a world where... I should read this like the guy. In a world where there are a bunch of soft humans breathing, you need to be reminded that this world is dangerous, and it's okay to be able to match the evils in this world for good. Don't worry, I will save you.
Coming to theaters near you, February
2021. No, that was fucking Brian Sales, man. He's an awesome, awesome guy. And we did a really great episode with him. I hate quoting myself on numbers. I think it was 36 or 37. I could just probably scroll up right here. Let's see here. Yeah, episode 36. And yeah, check him out and also follow his podcast. He's a great, great dude. This one was cool. This is 615-1H. Overall quality of this podcast is on point. These guys really do go down the rabbit hole. So thank you guys. Oh, here's one more. This is a new one. We got like quite a few over the last couple days. So again, guys, we appreciate the shit out of this. This is from B Pope with 3 E's. I really enjoy listening to this particular podcast. You guys are freaking awesome. It's definitely expanding my perception on life. Keep it up, guys, with an exclamation point. Can't wait for your next new one. And this is actually called Best Podcast in the World, he said. Okay. Oh, yeah. So I don't know who you are, but dude, thank you all for just leaving us this good feedback. We still have maintained that 5 stars. So keep leaving it. I mean, every conspiracy podcast I see out there has a 4.5. And yeah, we are new. We only have 18 reviews right now. But we've only been in it for 3 fucking months, man. Like, we're fucking killing the game. And that's thanks to you all.
We're keeping that 5-star right now, right?
We are. Absolutely. It's 5 stars. So, and we're not going down. Because if you leave us anything less than a 5-star, you're not getting read. Okay. First of all, you're not getting read. And I will find you. Okay. I will. Don't fucking test it.
Ryan's going to react to that like he does most facts. Either ignore it or get angry at it.
Yeah. I know. I'll probably do both. A little bit of both. But no, in all honesty, guys, that means the world to us.
Yes.
It makes us move up in the bullshit algorithm that is Apple and the deep state. And guys, thank you for listening. And we will see you in a couple of days here. Look forward to that interview with the Londona McGinley. She was really cool. She talks a lot. She was hard to talk over. But she killed it, dude. She was fun. She has some interesting stories.
Yeah.
And we'll probably have her on again, depending on your feedback. So, guys, stay safe in this dangerous fucking world, okay? Anything you got to say, Brandon?
That's it. Oh, no, one more little thing here. So, you know, Egger, where this guy, the Collins guy, got shot. Dude, that is the main characters, or the guy in MIB, the movie, that gets taken over by an alien and uses his body as a suit when he comes into...
Dude, that's true, man. Yeah,
super, super...
The guy, when he pulls his face back, he's like, is that better?
Yeah.
That guy in the first one? Yeah. Dude, that's a good fucking point. You should have said that earlier, dude.
Just a little cherry on top.
Little tidbit. There. And isn't he a cockroach deep down?
Yeah, like the...
Once
the,
he breaks
the
out?
The alien is like a kind of cockroach.
A huge cockroach thing. Yeah. That's a good analogy, buddy. Well, thank you, guys. Enjoy that last little tidbit from Brandon here. And we will see you in a couple of days. Get at the email. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I want to have some more guests on. It's always fun. So thank you all. Have a safe, safe night, a safe week, and a safe rest of 2020. And we will see you pretty soon.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.